Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:53. Time for your high school football report. Here's Zach Taylor with a rundown of the semifinals.
Since ascending to the top of the Class 3A rankings, the Navasota Rattlers have heard one opponent after another claim they would find a way to shut down the Rattlers' high-flying offense. Week after week, those teams have given it their best shot and have failed. The Rattlers now find themselves one victory away from advancing to next week's state championship game, but Coach Lee Fedora knows they will have to get past a very talented and confident Belleville team tonight.
Well, when you look at, I think their stats, you know, they're right around 3,600 yards in their rushing game and then in their passing game, you know, at 1,200 yards. And so you can see they're more run-oriented. But in that type of style of offense, like we've been telling our defense, you get caught up in that running game only, and then all of a sudden they hit you on a big pass. But also, you've got to be concerned the whole time about the running game. And they've got athletes that if you don't come up, wrap up, and tackle, they'll break plays and make big plays. But I would say the biggest deal on their offense is they love having second down and six, third down and three, fourth down and one. Use up the clock, keep the other team's offense off the field, and that's what makes them confident.
Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock at Waller ISD Stadium.
And you can catch all the action on our sister station, Navasota News 1550. That's Zach Taylor reporting. For more high school information, you can find the high school football at BrazosFootball.com. A&M offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury is on his way to Lubbock. So now what? The top names being kicked around are Dave Beattie, he's the wide receivers coach, and Clarence McKinney, the running back coach, both already here at A&M. Jay Norvell, co-offensive coordinator at SMU. Lincoln Riley, offensive coordinator for East Carolina. And Clemson's offensive coordinator, Chad Morris. Now, Morris was in the running for the head coaching job at Texas Tech along with Coach Cliff Kingsbury. Johnny Football tweeted yesterday, Morris headed back to alma mater? ? The drawback to the Aggie alum is his buyout. At $1.3 million, he's the highest paid assistant coach in the country right now, so we would be a very expensive buyout for the Aggies. As the coaching carousel swirls around, we'll let you know who gets the brass ring of a Heisman Trophy quarterback coming up later on, I'm sure. Andy Dalton threw one touchdown pass and ran for another in Thursday Night Football, plus an opportunistic defense forcing five turnovers led the Bengals to beat the floundering Eagles 34-13 last night. The Bengals 8-6 took a half-game lead over Pittsburgh for the last playoff spot in the AFC. Here's head coach Andy Reid on yet another loss for the Eagles.
I take responsibility along with my coaches, and we've got to do a better job. And the guys got to keep playing hard. They've got to learn from their mistakes and get better. I mean, that's where we're at in this season, and we've got to do a better job.
Similar to rats from a sinking ship, seven non-football subdivision schools in the Big East have agreed to leave the conference and are debating the process, and according to sources knowledgeable of the details, are still being determined on how seven Catholic schools, DePaul, Georgetown, Marquette, Providence, St. John, Seton Hall, and Villanova, most known for basketball, will leave the conference. But they all plan to bail out of the Big East, and that's for sure. A.J. McCarron will not be a lame duck quarterback when Alabama defends its title against Notre Dame in the BCS championship game. McCarron feels another year of seasoning would be good before turning pro, so he is not making himself available for the NFL draft. And finally, Dez Bryant says he will play broken finger and all when the Cowboys take on Pittsburgh Sunday. Here's Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo on his wide receiver.
Yeah, he's a competitive guy who wants to be out there. I know that. And you love that passion that he has for the game. It's why you want a bunch of guys like that on your football team.
And a couple quick programming notes. A&M men's basketball team puts its four-game winning streak on the line and 7-1 record this Saturday in Oklahoma City against OU. Tip-off is at 1 o'clock, and you can hear all the action live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, the ladies, they'll be on the road to Los Angeles. They play SC. That game starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and that can be heard live on the radio on 1150 The Zone. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solution for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.